I'm John Clemens.
The Navy is drafting formal procedures for its pilots to document encounters with what they believe to be UFOs. A Navy spokesman says the number of intrusions have increased since 2014, and they want to understand what's behind it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. Use my promo code USA.
An American tourist kidnapped in East Africa 3 weeks ago is opening up for the first time since that harrowing ordeal. Kimberly Endicott was on a safari vacation in Uganda when four men abducted her and her guide. She sits down with CBS This Morning to explain what happened.
We're sitting there and all of a sudden four men come out of a perfectly square bush that's in front of us. And my first thought was there must be something happening behind us and that these are rangers. And I don't know exactly when.
Why did you think they were rangers? Did they have on uniforms?
They're armed. They have guns.
So they were armed.
And I've been guerrilla trekking with rangers that have guns. So that was my first thought.
So there were no alarm bells when you saw these men approaching you with guns?
Well, there were, but they were alarm bells of something must be behind us.
You. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Looking at them, it became apparent pretty quickly that no, that's not what this is. Mm-hmm. They were not in uniform. They were ragtag. They make us get out of the vehicle. They make us sit on the ground. And that's where things go very, I don't know how to describe it. There's really not a word to describe what that felt like. Pure fear, but that almost doesn't do it justice.
The kidnappers use Endicott's phone to demand a $500,000 ransom, but it's unclear if any of that money was paid or if the abductors have been arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. All right. Yeah, we're going to have to get into it. I have discussed this. It's not a political program, but what's taken place over the past couple years here in our country politically is not a good thing. Not a good thing. And, you know, try to compose myself a little bit. I love this country very, very much. Can't stand government. I'm disgusted. Disgusted by what our government has become, and so should you. And I think people kind of equate government with the country. It's not. This government we have now is just a big, out-of-control bureaucracy. And if you take a look at the Constitution, it maybe pays the Constitution a little bit of lip service. That's it. That's all. But what happened? What happened? I'm sorry. I don't. It's not even an opinion anymore. I can't even call it an opinion. you had certain people within the establishment try, well, it was an attempted coup at the president. I've throughout my life, I've lived in places, in particular now, I live in New York. Do you think that I like the politicians that are in Albany, New York, running the state? Do you think I'm a fan of Andrew Cuomo? Do you think I'm a fan of Andrew Cuomo? He takes my tax dollars and gives it to Tesla to build factories that nobody gets hired, or fan the fact that he won't allow any sort of energy development here in the state of New York, hoping that someday solar panels are going to replace everything? You think I'm a fan of the ridiculous high tax? You think I'm a fan of the fact that they just gave free tuition to illegal immigrants here in the state of New York, but denied that to Gold Star families? Do you think I like that? No. No, there's many things that I don't like. You think that I liked President Barack Obama? You think I liked Obamacare? My health care costs skyrocket. Litany other ridiculous regulations that were put down. I mean, do you think I liked all the nonsense that George W. Bush put us through? Fake wars in Iraq? Yeah, I think I was a fan of that. But we have a remedy here in the United States. It's called elections. It's called an election. And if you don't like somebody, you vote them out. It is what it is. And sometimes, guess what? Your candidate loses. I live in the state of New York. My candidate loses all the time. All the time. It is what it is. That's the reality. They couldn't stand this guy because, again, he was going after the establishment. What they are. The watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil. And it wasn't just the left. Some of the conservative talkers out there, Hannity, Rush, some of the other ones, and I got some respect for those guys and what they do. I don't think that they go far enough. And yes, I do think that they carry the water for the president and the Republican Party, something that I refuse to do. We're equal opportunity bashers here on the program. However, why don't we think about this for a second? You don't think Republicans were involved in this coup? Of course they were. John McCain, for crying out loud, sent his assistant to London to get a copy of the report. Now, why is this important? Why is this important to the country? Well, guess what? Guess what? We ended up with a president in the course of 2 years that was hamstrung in many respects. You actually take a look at the report when he learned that... When he learned that Robert Mueller was going to be doing the investigation, Donald Trump said, my presidency's over. This is the end. I'm blanked. Now, why did he say that? Did he say that he thought he was going to jail because he did something wrong? No. He knew it was going to be never-ending. He knew it was going to be a constant battle against the media. And guess what? It's not over. It's not over. Think about what these people have done to the country. Think about what these people on cable news have done to this country. Yeah, this has happened before. I can go back. I'm honest. I can go back to the Clinton impeachment. That was stupid. I can go back to the whole birther movement. And Trump was a part of that. That was stupid. Dumb. Ideas should be shared, challenged, debated, using facts. If someone lies to you again and again and again, and you keep going back to them and you keep listening to them, well, I guess you might be entertained. As I said, I think there's certain people out there that have, it's become a cult to them. Politics is, it's a religion. It's a cult to them. It's what they pray to. It's a belief system. And they want to believe. I guess much like the people that I talked about earlier on in the program who get ripped off and scammed all the time. Do not listen to me here on the program. They want to believe it. There's so many people that want to, because they hate Donald Trump so much. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of really annoying things about him. There is. I get that. I've said it here on the program. He is a serial exaggerator. I said take whatever he says and reduce it by 50%. I don't like his public persona. He's not the type of guy that I think, or most certainly by his public persona, that I would like to hang out. That's for darn sure. But I can say that about a lot of politicians. They might have different personalities, but guess what? I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. But this guy's not a politician. At least he's out there. He is what he is. And if you want to beat him, go ahead. Vote him out of office. Put somebody else up there that can beat him in the realm, in the world of ideas. That's how it should be done. We're not supposed to operate, the United States of America is not supposed to operate like some sort of third world country where we take presidents out in back rooms somewhere. And that's what this was. And you should be sick about it. You should be sick about it if you hate Donald Trump. Russia collusion. Patently ridiculous. The entire thing is absurd. For over 2 years, you had an all-star team of lefty Democrat prosecutors trying to take this guy down. 2 years, tens of millions of dollars, and you got nothing. And what is that? Again, what is that? They are the mainstream media. The cancer, it's a cancer on our society going to do. They're going to keep pushing this. They're going to keep pushing. I was recently, hey, Chris, why don't you start coming on, start doing TV again? I go there. I'd start calling them cancers. I said, yeah, I'm going to go on a program where there's nothing but cancer. I'm surrounded by cancer. Cancerous cells on America. The remedy for this cancer is simple. Turn it off. Turn it off. It's not going to help. Shut off the social media. Do not engage in debates with vitriolic people. Don't. This season, again, I'm a person that believes that, and I look at these people and I'm calling them cancer, so you're calling all these names. I pray for these people. I feel sorry for them. I do. Could you imagine having that much darkness in your heart, having that much hatred in your heart? Imagine having a job. Could you imagine having a job where you got to go on and you got to lie every day? I know. Some people say, well, you know, $15 million. I'm sorry. That eats away at you. That eats away at your soul. And that's what these people do. I pity them. I really do. Feel sorry for these people. Again, don't be hateful. Okay, that's the worst thing. Hate's a poison. And I hear that from people on the right. And yeah, I get hot and bothered. And you know, I've got a habit here. I live on Long Island. I, you know, not on the air. I'll start swearing and I'll get upset. I want to hurl something at the TV or something that I read. And I calm myself down. But don't hate. It's just going to weaken you. Anyway, from the looks of things, I don't know what to tell you, people. I don't know. I don't. Again, we'll have to take a look at the poll numbers. We'll see what the media tries to do in spinning this. But again, what a collective waste of our time. What an embarrassment. What a stain on this country. We had a coup attempt. United States of America. United States of America 2016, 2017, 2018, into 2019, an attempt to take out an elected president. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mills, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. It's all suspenseful. I think I've explained this racket here on the program. Obama's chief advisor, Valerie Jarrett, book is, a 1,000-something on Amazon with only 3 reviews, but it's also on the New York Times bestseller list. How could that be? Well, I'll tell you. I've explained, again, it's part of the perks. You know, you think certain jobs get perks. It's one of the perks of being part of the establishment and being involved in politics is that you get to write a book. You have to write a book, and I don't care if 5 people read that book, you're going to get a multi-million dollar advance. That's part of the deal. Part of the deal that's struck between the major publishers out there and the establishment. Ever wonder why college university textbooks and books for school are so expensive. Well, somebody, they got to make money somehow. They have to make money somehow on, well, they got to pay Valerie Jarrett, Hillary Clinton, and various different other people on the books that they sell that nobody reads. Yeah, they might hit a winner sometime. I guess Michelle Obama's book sold good. But from the looks of things, there was a someone went out and purchased 10,000 copies of Valerie Jarrett's book. And I don't know. Maybe they bury them in the desert or something like that. But they say, oh, look at that. Oh, my God. But then you take a look on Amazon. Anybody buying them on Amazon? How many people actually go to bookstores to buy books anymore? It's few and far between. Most people buy books online. How did so many books get sold? Well, you had a major buyer come in. That's all. Anyway, Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan said economic growth won't last as the U.S. labors under the burden of growing entitlement programs and weakness around the world. Alan Greenspan. Alan. I met Alan Greenspan. This was several years ago. He was giving a speech at a conference I was attending. And I don't remember back in the day. Remember how this guy was revered like some sort of god? And they love making gods. It's the thing. The media loves making gods. Alan Greenspan was a god. He's in charge of the Fed. What's he going to do with rates? Back in the 1990s, Alan Greenspan would be walking up. The Fed's holding a meeting. They would have a thing. They would have the briefcase indicator. They'd focus in. It was a joke they did on CNBC. Oh, how thick is this briefcase? What does that mean? What is the direction of rates? Was Alan Greenspan right on anything? Any of these people at the Fed, they ever right? I'm just asking. Just asking. They all managed to miss the housing crisis. We got it. We got it. Yeah, Greenspan gave an irrational, exuberant speech back in 1996, but he didn't see the whole dot-com blow-up, at least didn't raise margin requirements to help slow the whole craze down. When did they actually write? Huh? When? Jerome Powell. Oh, hey, we're going to raise rates. We're going to raise rates. Going to raise rates. All of a sudden, oh, nope, we're not going to do it. Pressure by Donald Trump. You know, it's one of the reasons why, people, we need to have business owners. We need wise people. There's a difference between wise people, experienced people, and credentialed people. Alan Greenspan's, I don't know how many probably different degrees that he has. I have no idea. Probably all Ivy League stuff, like most of the people on the Fed. That's nice. That's fantastic. You went to fancy schools, but can you do anything with those degrees? Can you do anything with those various different theories and models that you have? Because time and time again, I start seeing Ivy Leaguers, and it comes to money, and it comes to the economy. I see problems. I get scared. I start seeing Nobel Prizes. I run even faster. How about all those Nobel Prize-winning guys that ran long-term capital management and almost took the whole global economy down? There is a ginormous difference between people who are wise as far as the world is concerned and people have been spending their entire lives on college campuses. Again, college campuses, that's not the real world. Let's face it, people, college, for crying out loud, it's like summer camp. It's summer camp. It's not the real world. Anyway, more great news. More great economic news keeps pouring in under the god-awful President Donald J. Trump. Initial jobless claims tumble to fresh 50-year lows. 50-year lows. Retail numbers came in much, much better than expected. Wages continue to increase. Again, who would have thunk it if you were listening to all these Ivy League types? They told you the exact opposite was going to happen. Anyway, a change direction a little bit here. I think a little bit in regards to education. It's a topic I know I've discussed often here on the program. In fact, I discuss it often, but sometimes I feel I don't discuss it enough. I see way too many kids that are kids. You know, I'm 20s, 30s. They're kids to me. Way too many kids that are just burdened with ridiculous amounts of money and student debt. We have to start thinking differently here in this country. We do. I got an email. It was one of the publications. Maybe it was a Syracuse newspaper. I don't know where I read it. My alma mater is going to be over $70,000 a year. And again, it makes me want to throw up. $70,000 a year? Now, granted, I think a lot of kids are not paying that full amount for various different forms of aid. I understand aid. The school wants to cut you a deal. And they call student loans financial aid LAP. That's not aid. That's not aid. Loans are not aid. What's the cost going to be? You still got to pay that aid back. That's not aid. Anyway, I got to get back. I got a piece a little bit from our old friend from Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe, and what he has to say. And again, I'm going to actually share some, wait for it, Kim Kardashian wisdom. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is downplaying his frontrunner status as he formally enters the 2020 Democratic presidential race.
It's real early. I tell you what, the issue is going to be who, not only who can win this, but who's the best person to lead the country.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes to, closer to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simpull wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Madonna, back when she was good. Sorry, I don't get off the beaten track, but she's got a new album coming out, and a single came out this past week. And I went and I listened to it, and I won't listen to it ever again. Oh. Did you forget how to do a pop? I mean, how to do pop tunes or anything like that? You know, stuff that's nice to listen to, you can sing along with. Brutal. Anyway, about a year ago, Mike Rowe noted, came out, and again, people get all bent out of shape when he starts telling people the truth. You know, people, you know, that's the thing about today's day. I guess it's always been the case. Case in point, look at Easter. They don't like it. They don't like it when people tell the truth. Mike Rowe came out and said Americans are dissatisfied with their lives because they no longer appreciate the intrinsic value of work. And I love that. And I don't tend to think of the scene in Bruce Almighty when you see God and Morgan Freeman with the Yankee cap on mopping a floor and telling Bruce, you know, never really, people don't really understand the value of a good hard day's work. And anyway, Rowe previously concluded that millions of reasonable people, doesn't matter, left, right, elephant, donkey, worried that our universities are doing a poor job of preparing students for the real world. They're worried about activist professors, safe spaces, the rising cost of tuition, a growing contempt for history, a simmering disregard for the First Amendment, and of course, you got the recent scandal with the cheating going on. Mike Rowe was on television this past week. And he basically went after America as a whole and the establishment here in this country as being obsessed with credentials. Credentialing, not education. And I don't even like using the word education. I guess you can use the word education. And more like wisdom to some degree. But, yeah, he says, I think because stuck in this binary box, this or that, right, blue collar or white collar, good job or bad job, higher education or higher alternative education. When you only have two choices, or you think you only have two choices, then you do one thing at the expense of the other. So, for instance, you know, we've talked about this before, but it just seems so clear now. When A four-year degree universities needed a PR campaign 40 years ago. They got one. But the PR came at the expense of all of us and all the other forms of education. So it wasn't, hey, get your liberal arts degree because it'll give you broad base of appreciation for humanity. It was, come, if you don't go get that degree, you'll wind up over here turning a ranch or running a welding torch or doing some kind of consolation prize. And again, every single time I hear that, I get so bent out of shape. I do. I laugh. You know how many million-dollar clients I have that own blue-collar businesses? He goes on. He says, we promoted the one thing at the expense of the other. And that one thing just happened to be the most expensive thing. And so, look, come, I don't think the skill set is the mystery. It's a reflection what we value. 7 million jobs available, and they require training. Yet we are obsessed not really with education. What we're obsessed with is credentializing. People are buying diplomas. They are buying their degrees. It's a diploma dilemma, and it's expensive, and it's getting worse. It's not just the kids holding the note right now. It's the taxpayers. And you see right now it's become a political issue, has it not? You get various different people saying, oh, no, this is not okay. We got to make school free. Somebody's got to pay. You don't have to be rich or famous to believe your kid is doomed to fail without a four-year degree. Millions of otherwise sensible parents in every tax bracket share this misguided belief. And many will do whatever it takes to get their kids enrolled in a good school. Obviously, those who resort to bribery are in a class by themselves. But what about parents who allow their kids to borrow vast sums of money to attend universities they can't possibly afford? How often have I talked about that here on the program? I'm sorry. You raise a kid. You do a great job. Your kid gets into the fancy school. But guess what? You can't afford the bill. And Lee suggested, what do we tell you to do? Call up. Call the school. Tell them to give you a better price. They won't. Do not allow your kids to go into debt, deep into debt, for a four-year degree. Don't. You understand what you're doing to your child? You're not helping them, you're hurting them. What about the guidance counselors and teachers who pressure kids to apply to college regardless of the cost? What about the politicians and lobbyists who so transparently favor one form of education at the expense of all others? What about the employers who won't even interview a candidate who doesn't have a degree? Where's the outrage? We're going to take a quick break and delve back into this. And guess what? Kim Kardashian has a good idea about this. Not kidding. Kim Kardashian. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. There are a lot of folks that would like people like me to be more pragmatic, to give a little. But where's the middle ground between infanticide and the right to live? Is there a warm, fuzzy place between sovereignty and capitulation, between capitalism and socialism? Not unless you think a 1,000% increase in medical and higher education costs is acceptable. When the activists among us, myself included, see country and life-altering issues so dramatically different, can there be a resolution? For most of our history, we've taken on monumental topics one at a time. We argue, fuss, and vote. The issue fails or wins, and we move on. Have we reached a point again where the outright rejection of our election results rule the day? Folks, we must reel ourselves in, or the cracks will become unrepairable. Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. All right, I'm going to finish up with this Mike Rowe piece here. Mike said the cost of college today has almost nothing to do with the cost of an education. Doesn't. I always go back to that classic scene from Good Will Hunting where Will totally rips into the Harvard grad student who was plagiarizing and explained that he got his degree with a library card. And the funny thing is, the retort by the ponytailed Harvard grad student was, well, that's okay, because I'm going to have a degree. And you're going to be feeding my kids at a rest stop someday when on our way to a ski trip. Is that right? The grad student wasn't wrong. The funny thing, you remember what Will came back with? You remember what he came back with? He said, that's okay, but at least I won't be original. At least I will not be like you, and I'll be original. It's true. It's not right. It has everything to do with buying a credential. In certain schools there, it is a golden ticket into the establishment. You get into certain schools, and it's much easier to find your way into the Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, big business, politics, the media. You get in there, then it's even, well, again, you got to have an ethical bypass at birth. You can do whatever you want. You can be wrong your entire life, and you don't face any consequences. None. You manage to offload consequences. We've talked about this here on the program. Consequences, the risk, onto the general public. It's basically what a diploma is. Some are more expensive than others, but none of them reflect the character of the recipient. None are necessary to live a happy and prosperous life. And none of them come with any guarantees. And yet, the pressure we put on kids to borrow whatever it takes is constant, and precisely why tuition is so costly. It's also why we have $1.6 trillion of student loans on the books, along with a widening skills gap. That's a bigger scandal. And I wasn't planning on talking about this as long as I am, but I am. I don't care. And yes, we're getting to Kimmy K when we get back. Yeah, Kimmy K here on the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, Rocky III, little survivor. I remember, I don't know what, that movie was awesome. I remember where I was sitting, I remember the movie, everything about going to see that movie. Anyway, it was certain movies, and it's obviously long time ago. Remember the entire thing. Raiders of the Lost Ark, too. The whole thing. I remember waiting in line there with my father, the whole thing. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Kim Kardashian wants to be a lawyer. She does. She wants to become a lawyer. And believe it or not, in the state of California, guess what? I was shocked by this. I couldn't believe it. In the state of California, guess what? You don't have to go to law school to be a lawyer. You know, you can get a job at a law firm. You can train there. You can work there as an apprentice. You can go on to pass your bar exam, and you can become a lawyer. You know who was the some famous lawyers that never went to law school? Abraham Lincoln, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson. Think about that. Think about it. Why not? You know what you want to do. You've decided you know what you want to do, and you want to study it. Now, Kim Kardashian, like her or not, and we all know how she kind of rose to fame, but wow. What she managed to do with it, what her and her sisters managed to do with it, got to hand it to them. Got to hand it to them. Her sister, I think, is the world's youngest billionaire, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, shouldn't it be this case all around the country? It's not everywhere. My state of New York, you have to go to law school. You have to go to law school. There was a column this past week by the guy by the name of Hans Bader. And he was writing in the Foundation for Economic Education. And he was talking about his experience in law school. He went to Harvard Law. The guy went to Harvard Law, and he said, yeah, I didn't really learn much in Harvard Law. Didn't. Had a lot of left-wing professors pushing some sort of agenda. Said, I had to take the bar exam. When I take the bar exam, I took a prep course, and I learned basically everything there. Is it necessary? It's not. Listen, people, I'll say the same thing about Wall Street and many of the careers on Wall Street. It's not necessary. Listen, certain things, yes, you need to go to college. You need to go to college. You want to be a doctor. You want to be an engineer. You want to get into mathematics. There's certain things, yes, I understand it. But I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even understand business school. What the hell? I mean, you're going to business school. Why? I'm honest. Listen, I get it now because it's a ticket. You're buying a credential. You want to get a job on, well, I got a business degree. Oh, well, okay. We can check that box. You can apply here. Why not? Why not when you graduate, I don't know, get a job as an apprentice at one of these firms? Maybe working with a little bit of money. Maybe working some side jobs. See if you like it. You want to go into their training program? Have them train you. One of our newest members of Markowski Investments, my nephew. My nephew, one of the newest members here. He's 21 years old. 21 years old. Graduated, obviously, 4 years ago. High school. Straight A student. Straight A student, athlete. Guess what? Wanted to work for us. Wanted to work with his dad. Was always asked intelligent questions. Always loved our business. Always loved it. So he spent the next 4 years. He took a couple of business classes that we recommended at one of the community colleges. And he spent the next 4 years working as an apprentice at one of our offices down in Florida. Learning. And taking every exam out there. Every exam out there as far as credentials are concerned for our industry, for our business. And pass them with flying colors. He has more than I do. Now, okay? As far as it, you know, little letters after his name and all the stuff he can put on his business, he's got more than I do. And now he's finished up after working under us, training under us, bartending, waiting tables, working other businesses as well. Guess what? He's now full-time. Full time. Well, you don't think that I've hired Ivy League people right out of Ivy League schools before? I don't have any right now. They're all gone. Many times just useless, not able to think for themselves. Why is it? Why is it that you need to have, why do you have to have that certain degree, certain school to get a job at one of these places? It's insane. It is. Again, it's part, you know, I talk about the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. It's part of our society. Colleges and universities have built up. It's a huge business here in this country. It's an industry. It is a mega industry. I don't know, they tell you, oh, it's all nonprofit. No, colleges and universities are hedge funds. They're hedge funds with nonprofit status. So anyway, maybe Kimmy K is going to start a trend. Maybe some of you aspiring lawyers in certain states, I forget what other states do it, in particular California, skip law school. Go get a job at a law firm and start learning and study for your bar exam and save yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then you can call me up and thank me later. Or thank Kim. It was her idea. Good stuff, Kim. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Have a great week. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. God bless everyone. We'll see you.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former VP Joe Biden is racking up some endorsements from prominent Democrats hours after officially announcing he's running for the White House in 2020. Although one person we're not hearing from, former President Barack Obama. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Barack Obama not saying anything about Biden's announcement, but Biden claims that there's a reason for that.
I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
Police say it does not appear to have been an accident when a former Army sharpshooter drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians in a Silicon Valley suburb earlier this week.
The information that we have from the witnesses at the scene and the physical evidence led us to believe that it was a deliberate act.
That's Sunnyvale, California Police Chief Fon Ngo, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
The first summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was short on substance but long on symbolism, and that's what both men need. That's at least according to former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson. He explains on Fox News.
Well, it's not much substance. No economic assistance went to Kim, but it fulfills the objectives of the two leaders. For Putin, it shows he's still a major player on the world stage. For Kim, it shows that he's not isolated diplomatically.
Over 30 people had to be transported to hospitals in Lake County, Illinois, after a chemical leak in the northern Chicago suburb. Sergeant Christopher Corvelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Department says the ammonia was pulled from containers that were being pulled by a tractor.
The trailers and the containers holding the chemical leak, and this leak caused these plumes of toxic gas to be released into the air. So the information at this point is that it was not a crash, it was a leak from the containers.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing and